I'm John Kehoe, and this is part 17 of our 20-part podcast series, The Path of the Quantum Warrior. In this podcast, I will continue with my segment on quantum time and explore the ways we can have quantum partners in time and space. As I explained in my previous podcasts, we can have a relationship with our past and future selves, interacting with these parts of ourselves, but there's no reason to stop there. We can interact with anybody or anything that vibrates in the web. Before we carry on, let's reacquaint ourselves with the quantum basics. We live in the energy web and are one with it. Everything that has ever been or ever will be vibrates in this web and can be contacted. This is not science fiction, but the truth of quantum reality. As Einstein said, past, present, and future is only a stubborn, persistent illusion. We now know, through our quantum understanding, that past, present, and future are happening simultaneously. This being the case, it is only logical to assume we also have the ability to be mentored and guided by anyone in the past or future whose energetic we choose to contact. I am not the first to suggest that this can be done. Incredibly, this method was taught to Napoleon Hill, author of the self-help classic Think and Grow Rich, by none other than the industrialist Andrew Carnegie, who at the time was the richest man in the world. Carnegie understood the role the subconscious plays in creating our reality and tapped into this method without even understanding the quantum implications of what he was doing, and he passed it on to his eager protege. Napoleon Hill describes having imaginary meetings with what he called his invisible counselors. These meetings became so realistic that he suspended them for a while, fearing he was losing his mind. However, the value to him was so great that he restarted this practice, and he went to his invisible counselors, not only with his needs, but those of his clients as well. Had Hill understood quantum reality, he would have understood more clearly why this method worked so well for him and why it will work for you as well. In the beginning, the hardest part of this process is getting over how outrageous it seems, and here is where our warrior training comes to our aid. Having imprinted the quantum maxims, we believe absolutely in our ability to act in the quantum web, so it simply becomes a matter of choosing who we wish to contact. Now, this is advanced work, and before we even begin, it is best to establish foundation beliefs that support what we are doing. We must believe in the possibility of this happening before we even attempt to connect. This is why we train. We train ourselves to be able to act creatively and powerfully in quantum reality, where everything exists for us as a possibility. We begin connecting with our quantum partners by feeling their energetic presence vibrating in the web. Having read and absorbed everything we can on the individual, we can enter into sympathetic resonance with them, actually having imaginary conversations where there is back and forth dialogue. It might feel somewhat awkward at first, and we use our imagination to start the process, but there will be a point when the imagination drops away and something authentic happens. Another method of connecting with our quantum partners, and the one I am presently using, is to enter into a high telepathic rapport with your chosen partner and simply download their information. In this method, we tune in with both our body and our mind, and we feel the connection. In this meditative state, we intuit and download messages that transcend words and knowledge. Through using our intention and our feelings of connection, we make contact. We don't need to know or understand what we're downloading. In fact, we won't. We trust that all will be revealed at the right time through the right means, whether it be through dreams, insights, feelings, or increased awareness. We let it manifest in us whatever way it chooses. Again, it must be stressed that our belief that this is possible is crucial. But it is not a naive belief based on hope alone, but rather a belief nurtured and strengthened by our understanding of the laws of the universe. Jesus, Buddha, Leonardo da Vinci, Richard Branson, great teachers, artists, visionaries, all can be our quantum partners when an energetic connection is established. Everything they know and understand can be transmitted to us through this process. As we regularly connect with our quantum partner, there comes a point where we feel their presence almost constantly. And at this stage, the relationship ceases to be conceptual, and we have established an authentic connection. I am speaking from firsthand experience here. I have established quantum relationships in this way, and they are a part of who I am. My quantum partners are with me at all times, even when I'm not thinking of them, and through this process, I am guided in the most amazing ways. I'm John Kehoe, and I want you to know that everything exists for us as a possibility.